This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor at worldsweeper.com, and I'm speaking on behalf of Youth Sweepers of America to Rich Reinhart, who is vice president of Reinhart Railroad Construction, and they're based out of Maryland. Reinhart Railroad Construction bought a low-mileage 1992 Schwartz 345i to work outside at a coal-fired plant. They sweep about 8 hours a day, and if you would, Rich, sure appreciate the time. Tell us about the relationship with Tommy Allen and Youth Sweepers of America, if you would.
Yeah, the machine's pretty much used in the evenings. A lot of construction going on at this site, so they need to keep the roads clean. So when they came to me about providing the service, obviously it's not our specialty. We're a railroad contractor, an earthwork contractor. Mm-hmm. We searched a lot of different places, and the person who I tasked with that process came to me, said he talked to a lot of different people, and he thought that Youth Sweepers of America was the place to go. So off of his recommendation, I spoke to Tommy Allen, and he took care of us. He got us the machine in a timely fashion. The machine ran well, and he stands by his machine. And we've been happy with the machine, and it's working currently, 40 hours a week.
And he probably refurbished it. I know that's what Youth Sweepers folks typically do. Was it refurbished and in the kind of condition you expected it to be in when you received it?
Yes. Yeah, it was in good shape, and he's actually talked to my mechanics, as far as the little things, the maintenance things. So he has a relationship with one of my mechanics. So it works out good. But when we first got it, it was in working order. We didn't really have to do anything to it. It worked right away. First day we got it, it worked.
I also want to give an attaboy to you for stepping up and helping out your customer in the way that they needed it. Good for you. And it's another service you can make some money on.
Yeah, we're in a service business. I always say, whatever it takes, whatever you need me to do, we'll do. So they needed somebody that they know they could count on. And they know we'll get the job done in a cost-effective, timely fashion with a quality product. I only deal with vendors who can support us, because if I can't support my customer, it's a reflection on me, so I need a good support system, and Tommy Allen has been a good support system, because I told him, I said, we only have one sweeper, if this goes down, under a warranty issue, he said he would get me another sweeper to work at no charge.
Mm-hmm.
To cover the downtime on the machine.
Right, so to have a loaner machine.
Happy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the big selling points for me, because if I bought a machine from anybody, in the month that it went down, I'm either buying another machine or trying to rent one. At that point, I'm not making any money.
Right.
And plus, I'm losing time, as far as it operating. I have a contract through the end of September, so every day I lose is something. It's lost revenue. So.
Well, and I know that they provide a loaner sweeper, whatever happens to you. It's not just under warranty, but if you need it any time, they would do that. And you're certainly right about needing to make sure that you're out there for your customer. A lot of people, in my experience, think that they're the weak link in the chain is the person who drops the ball. But in a situation like this, if somebody under you drops the ball, because they don't support you, you're the weak link to your customer.
Yep, nobody wants to hear excuses. So.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Get the job done. Leave me alone. It's pretty much, we don't want to hear about problems. We don't want to hear about the rain. We don't want to hear about this. We don't hear about that. Just get the job done. So that's what we've been doing.
All right. Thank you very much for your time, and I sure appreciate you taking the time to talk about Youth Sweepers of America and what your experience has been.
No problem. Thank you.